This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now. Keep reacting to everything that happened in Indy over the combine and some of the fallout from the combine as well. Back into some NBA conversation in about 20 minutes. Hawks back at it tonight in the midst of just a really tough stretch of games against very, very good teams. It started on Friday at home against Oklahoma City. Continues tonight on the road against the Memphis Grizzlies. So we'll get into all that. And then at 1:40, we'll wrap things up with an AMA. Any question, any topic?
Well, we did mention about Debo going to the Commanders.
Yep.
Obviously, the GMs have a relationship because he came from GM for Washington,
right.
Came from up under Lynch out there. But I think it was a good move for them. They got to get him a yak guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Debo's because he got to stay healthy. I mean, there's nobody better once he gets the ball in his hands that can just break tackles and run through people. But playing like he plays, it was
right.
Like the reason why he's hurt.
It happens, right, it exactly. Happens. The contact that he seeks results in him missing a couple games a season.
Hold on, man.
What?
I just lost my appetite.
What?
Just saw Charlie Morton in a Baltimore Orioles uniform.
Yeah, he's starting today.
I know.
In the spring training game.
Whatever, man.
Well, why?
Because I like Charlie. Because I can't say it no more. I just love to say Charlie.
You did.
Yeah, so ain't no more Charlie.
Any other Charlies? No, I don't think they do.
Ain't got no
Where's
Charlie.
Culberson at?
Charlie.
He's doing media.
Yeah, he's getting into media, but I think he still works with the Braves, but you probably never see him.
Yeah,
like, we're never going to play a Charlie Culberson highlight, more than likely.
Every 5 days, you're not going to get to say Charlie.
Whatever.
I don't know.
But
Charlie Morton was very good.
Yes, he was. But you know what's funny?
Kind of drove me crazy.
Because you said that you know what Bo was going to talk about. It's like Samson came to me yesterday. He said, hey, Dad, you know the women's Georgia volleyball team is 14-0. I said, no, but I bet Bo knows. And I just knew you were going to bring up the softball today.
Now, wait a minute. Volleyball or
softball? Softball.
Softball team's undefeated.
Softball, yeah. Samson said, yeah, Dad, softball team's undefeated. I was like, no, I didn't know that. But I bet Bo does.
14-0. I saw the baseball team had 3 walk-offs over the weekend.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
They're both doing really well.
3 walk-offs. Yeah. Just to make it as tense as possible and then win the game late. Yeah. And the men's basketball team beat Texas.
No, man, we roll it.
It's now good days over there in Georgia.
A graphic. It said first 4 in.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. But I think the biggest thing with Georgia basketball is just get in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Just get in the tournament.
It's been a while.
It's been so long.
It's been a while.
It's been so long since you've been in the damn tournament. So just get in the tournament. We probably get beat first round, first
never
day.
Know.
Never know.
Never
yeah,
know.
Get us in the tournament.
Yeah, it's get in there, and then you're in, and then at least you get the fun lead up to it, you know? Because it's still Thursday, Friday, right? Those are the first 2 games. So the whole week you get to lead into it.
Yeah.
It's the absolute best.
Yeah.
It's the most fun to get excited for your team. And then if they win –
uh-huh.
Then you get to get excited for another game on Saturday or Sunday.
One of the funnest things I ever saw, Isaiah was still in, is when they had the SEC basketball tournament. It was here in Atlanta. And I remember I had flew up I was already retired. And then I went and checked Isaiah out of school so we can go to the game. And that was the coolest thing. Went to see Georgia play. I think they played Ole Miss. But the coolest thing was the game afterwards, Kentucky.
Mm.
And to watch Kentucky basketball fans.
What year are we talking
about?
Oh,
my here? God, Andy.
2012, 13, something
Isaiah,
like that?
Isaiah was in elementary school because okay. I remember checking him out. But, like, just that. Like, I've never been around. Right. Like, I only kind of been around basketball because I never went to a road Georgia basketball game. I was watching here
right.
whenever they play, whenever Kentucky came here. But to be over there in that building when Kentucky was here and watching their fans, it looked like football.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really did. I was like, damn, is that serious up there, Kentucky basketball? Like, unreal.
Yeah.
And so that,
and that's it. That's yeah, what it is.
Like, they made Bear Bryant. Bear Bryant left.
Care too much about basketball.
Yeah, Bear Bryant left left Kentucky.
Yeah.
Like him.
Good riddance.
Yeah, him. He left.
We're focused on 5-on-5
yeah,
up here.
Yeah, Bear Bryant right? left Kentucky.
Good luck with which your is, little football
which
stuff.
Is, which is unreal. But yeah.
Then it worked out pretty
Georgia
good.
Get in, make some noise, man. Yeah. And then hopefully, you know,
no, dude, that's the thing.
Build
like,
off something.
That's the thing about it. Like the NCAA tournament is so fun when mm-hmm. you feel like your team yes. has a chance yes. to do something. And like, obviously, a lot of years, that first Thursday lines up with maybe it's St. Patrick's Day, or at least it's St. Patrick's Day week.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a bar and watch basketball all day long that first Thursday from when the games tip off. And I mean, as long as you can hang, basically. It was awesome. My school and your school are in very similar boats as far as it's just been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since there's been a legitimate reason to get excited. Because when I was in college, Washington basketball was as good as it's ever been. They were a number one seed 1 year. We mm-hmm. had all the guys that were from the city that kind of grew up watching and all that stuff. And it was so fun. And now it's just a bummer. It's not fun at all. I mean, it's a similar thing. Like, all it takes is a run or two, and yeah. then everybody gets into it.
Yeah, man.
Like, even like last, was it last year or the year before where Kennesaw had a pretty good team?
Yeah.
And then we were up there at Hooters
yeah.
in Kennesaw
yeah.
watching the game. I think that was last
ago.
Year.
Was it 2 years ago?
I don't know. But yeah. it was in the past. time all molds yeah. together. But that was super fun being
yes.
up there with people that were
it
into
was.
It and all that. And
it was.
They didn't win. Should have.
Yeah.
Should have won that game. Kind of let it slip through their fingers
yeah,
at the end.
Because we were at Hooters in Kennesaw.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's right. Pop came. Pop came.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It was so fun.
We had a good time.
Well, anyway, hopefully
let's
they can
go,
get, in, get something to get
yeah,
excited about. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Why isn't Travis Hunter number one overall? Because he is a unicorn.
Yeah.
And by the way, he just came up with a soundbite of the week as far as I'm concerned. He was asked at his press conference, well, I think while you were talking to Tyrese here, you know, are you going to return punts and kicks? And his answer was, I already have two jobs.
Beast.
Which, that is a sick bar.
That is. Yeah. Yeah. I already have two jobs. Like, everybody back off. I'm a friggin' unicorn. So why isn't he considered first overall?
It's a good question.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest thing is what Tennessee wants to do.
I guess he doesn't play the position that needs to be
yeah,
first overall.
I guess. I mean.
I mean, he's probably the best guy.
He's probably the best player.
You know? They need everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but I guess you can't take a corner slash wide receiver, whatever he might be, number one overall, when there's maybe a generational pass rusher, and you need that, obviously.
Tennessee needs everything.
They need everything.
Yeah.
And Abdul Carter might be that guy. And that position, just in terms of, you know, pecking order in the NFL is
right.
higher. So you take that guy. I yeah. don't know. But, I mean, it just has kind of been pretty much assumed, like, he's going to go top whatever, but he's not going to go number one.
Right.
I don't know. Wouldn't be a bad pick.
No, it wouldn't be overall. The worst pick either if you decide to go on, you know, a generational football player. You know, because that's what he is. But the thing with Tennessee is, like, do they take a quarterback or do they bring a veteran to compete with Will Levis? Because either way, their coach, they're going to stink again this year.
Yep.
And he's going to get fired. They're going to fire Callahan.
Yep.
New GM comes in, gets his own guy. Then you find a quarterback. I still think a lot of this, I look at Tennessee. I even look at the damn Giants and definitely the Saints in a way where, okay, we could get one of the top rising generational, seems like generational players in the Arch Manning.
Right. You in know? The in the next
yeah,
quarterback
in the next
draft.
Quarterback draft or something like that. I don't know.
I just feel like, you know. It's interesting to discuss because you need everything.
Right.
Don't take a quarterback just because we have to
exactly.
take a quarterback if you don't think this guy's going to change your franchise.
Especially number one overall.
Right. And maybe Cam Ward is. I don't know. But, I mean, it seems like he's getting the quarterback bump. He's kind of thought of as a potential number one just because he's a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Not because he's one of the best guys in the draft. And, again, I understand that happens. But, like, you're going to be bad for a couple years. Just take the guy you like the best.
Yeah.
If it's Travis Hunter, that's okay. Like, I don't know. It just hasn't been talked about to the level that I think would be fine given how ridiculous that guy is. Like, if you take Travis Hunter number one overall, my reaction is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Took the best football player.
Yeah, I don't think you would see anybody like, oh, I can't believe that.
You might. I don't know. But I'm just saying my reaction would be like, yeah, he's probably the best football player.
Yeah, but, I mean, they need a quarterback. They need runners. They need linemen. They need defense. Like, Tennessee's a bad damn football team.
They're very bad.
They're one of the guys on defense, but not enough, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, like, they're awful. They're one of the worst rosters in the NFL. You had Dan Graziano from ESPN had a report just a few minutes ago, Falcons related.
Said the Falcons anticipate the Falcons being very aggressive defensively as far as going for defensive players in free agency and the draft.
Well. Looky here.
Looky.
Almost as if they've downloaded the Odyssey app and listened to the Midday Show.
Yeah, looky. Well,
good.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Treat the defensive side of the ball as a priority, and potentially the defensive side of the ball will thrive.
It might. You never know, Andy.
You never know until you try.
Yeah.
Because they've never tried.
You never know. I mean.
I guess we all try new things occasionally.
How good can you be if you can play decent on one side and really good on another side?
Who knows? And we said this all the way back to like the first week the season was over. It was like, why is this the Falcons' fate every single year? It was like, you know what? Here's the thing that I've identified. They never treat that side of the ball the same way they treat the other side of the ball. They've been treating the defense like the redheaded stepchild for 25 years.
Yep.
Well, maybe that's all about to change.
Maybe.
They're about to treat it like the redheaded actual child.
But I mean, they did. Like, when you look at, they did.
My redheaded actual they child did, like, gets treated pretty good.
They did, in the summertime, go for it, though. They did go out and get shoot on. They did go out and get.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't work.
Yeah, but also, I wouldn't say that was, like, priority going for it. That was, like, end of the summer, nobody else is paying them, we need those guys, Band-Aid stuff. And whatever, they got him, and I liked the moves when they did it, but to me, priority is day one of free agency, that's the guy we want, let's go get him. Those guys were end of the summer, I don't know, they're available.
Yeah.
Nobody else wants them. I guess we'll take them.
Yeah.
That's not priority to me.
No, okay. Well, I think the first priority for the damn Falcons is to figure out what they're going to do with this quarterback.
Oh, yeah. The backup?
Just get it done.
The backup quarterback?
Yeah, get her done. Get her done and get him out of here.
That's never great when your first priority is what are we going to do with our backup quarterback?
Yes, because that's never used to think.
Most teams don't have that as their first priority.
Exactly. I just saw that they're doing the Boston Red Sox lineup. Grissom's son is playing.
Yeah.
Marquise Grissom's son is playing.
Wait, who?
Is that Grissom?
Vaughn Grissom's not Marquise Grissom.
He is not his.
No,
his,
but he's a former Brave.
He is not his. Isn't Vaughn Grissom's son playing?
I think he was at Tech. I don't know if he's still there.
I thought he was.
But remember, Vaughn Grissom was the Brave.
Now I see it now. Yeah. But I was like, I saw Grissom. I didn't see the first name. But I was like, hold on, is Marquise's son up already?
I don't know.
Oh,
unless I think that that's not him.
No, that's Vaughn Grissom, the former Brave. Yeah. But when I saw the last snap, I thought about Grissom. I was like, is his son up already? Is he up in the bigs already?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. But because obviously the Red Sox are on right now. We can't stand them, but they got some cool dudes. I like the Bregman. He's like he's DH and not playing third base, though.
Marquise Grissom Jr.
Yes. Where is he at?
Nationals.
Okay. So he is at the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know if he's going to be with the big league team.
Okay.
Doesn't look like it.
Okay.
Who did we get for Vaughn Grissom? I don't remember that.
Did we get a pitcher for him?
I don't recall.
His name is Chris Sale.
Chris Sale, is that right? That was the Chris Sale trade. Pretty good guy.
I think we got a pitcher for him.
Pretty good. Yeah, I think so. Pretty good guy.
Got an old guy at the end of his end of the line, likes to get injured, stuff like that, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, some old bum. Oh, yeah. Cy Young. Right. That's who they got for him. Pretty well done by Alex Anthopoulos. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA. Hawks are at the Grizzlies tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Some other fun games over the weekend as well. It's hard to beat the Celtics, man. It's really hard to beat those guys.
A guy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Monday afternoon, couple segments for us left. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic coming out of a nice weekend. Not the greatest weekend in terms of local sports, for sure. Still a good weekend, though. Hopefully, at least you had some fun. Phone number is 404-726-0929. We went ice skating this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. First time for Lily, obviously. Mm-hmm. She's four. How many times would she have been ice skating before? I've been a couple times. It had been long enough to where I forgot how hard it was.
Right.
Because it's like you look at people do it. You know, like you watch hockey or mm-hmm. something, and it's like, all right, they're doing it. They're flying around, skating backwards, hitting a puck.
Right.
How hard could it be just to go?
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
Really, really hard.
Yeah.
Really slippery. And there's a lot of little kids when it's open ice doing tricks.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, it was a show off.
A little show off.
It was a show off.
Like, all right, we get it, Susie.
Right.
You've been doing figure skating for a couple years. But, like, really impressive, though. It's like, damn, that girl can't be any older than, like, seven.
Really?
She's out there doing pirouettes and all kinds of stuff. And but her confidence, Lily's got better as we went on. It was fun. It was really fun. Nobody fell. Nobody got hurt. I don't know. Maybe we're an ice skating family.
Maybe. Because you remember last time?
Maybe we're a hockey family. Remember, I don't know.
Last time we all went. We all went. I was the only one. It was nice ice skating.
Yeah, you did not ice skate.
Yes, the brother man was sitting over there on the wall.
You
drinking.
Did not ice skate.
Yes, yes. I was not getting on I was not getting on them blades.
That was the last time I went. That was when Ashley was pregnant with Lily. It was 5 years ago. Whatever it was.
No, I was not.
And it was like, oh, this is really hard. This is harder. Again, every time I do it, because it's every time it's 5 years removed or whatever, it's harder than I remember. Hopefully, I won't wait 5 years this time.
You want to hear something really funny?
Yeah.
About the ice skating thing?
Yeah.
Like, she still talks about it to this day, my wife, as far as calling me scared.
It was a good time.
I ain't scared. I ain't scared of nothing.
Oh.
Yeah, I had so much to drink that I was like, I'm not about to get out here and bust my head open
right.
on this damn ice.
You need to break your wrist falling on an ice skating rink.
Yeah, I'm not
going to
go out here and bust my head. I don't back down for no challenges, but I'm smart about some things.
Well, come with us next time.
Okay. Cool. Sounds like I'm sure everybody will love it.
It's actually a pretty solid deal.
Yeah.
Like we went to a place called, I forget what it's called. I think it's called Center Ice or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy Springs, right off 285.
Right.
Super like laid back environment. Not that expensive to rent skates and get ice time and stuff like that. So like from a family friendly perspective, pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, stuff is expensive, sneaky sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You go do stuff and it's like, well, I didn't plan on spending $100 today, but I just did. Not there. All three of us, rentals and as ice time and all that stuff was like $40.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good.
Okay, that's cool, man. Real quick, Andy, Serena Williams has just become part owner of the new WNBA team.
Okay.
That's going to be in Toronto.
All right.
Her and Drake.
Great.
Love it. Awesome.
Perfect. So that whole thing continues.
Yeah, that whole thing continues. Oh, and I did, remember we talked about Friday, what I was going to do this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up with the same.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I tried, dog.
Do you want to tell people about it or no?
Not really. Okay. I really did. I tried to get me a new car, Andy. Okay. I really did. I was at the dealership, sitting there. I was like, I know what I want. I know what I want. Blah, 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 bam. They bring it out. I'm like, okay, let me go test drive it. Yeah, dog. I'm loving it. The Silverado, the 1500 big boy. I'm like, yeah, this is my joint right here. Riding around. You know how you ride it, like it's your car. One hand on the wheel, leaning back. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want this. So pull back in. Damn it. There's another one. Another Suburban.
Oh.
And it was so beautiful. And it looked just like me. Black.
Yeah?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
So you got a black Suburban?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, dog.
You look like Secret Service driving around.
I do, actually. My wife said, Donna said, we could, my wife said, she said, we could do Uber Black.
Yeah,
we could.
Wanted to.
Yeah, I tried as hard as I could.
You tried to change.
I tried to change.
No, you
man.
Did change because the Suburban you had wasn't black.
Yeah, but still.
And now the Suburban you have
like,
is black.
I wanted a pickup truck, though. I really felt like a pickup truck guy.
Okay. No. I can, whatever. I'm behind you however you want to go.
Right.
Why do you feel like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know because, Andy, I liked it. I was in there like, I want this truck. I'm going to get this truck right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull back into the lot. And I was like, because
those trucks, like, let's just be clear. People know this probably, but like the new trucks, like Silverado, you're getting any of these new, they're top of the line.
Dude, this thing was beautiful.
It was like a luxury vehicle.
It was beautiful.
They're huge inside. They're so nice.
Dude, it was beautiful. Yeah. I was like in love.
My brother-in-law has one of the new, I think it's a Ram.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Love those too.
It's an incredible
truck.
That's
why I talked to Hugh last week because I was talking about that. And so, and I pull in, and as soon as I'm pulling in, like I guess it was somebody who had their Suburban at the service center, and they were pulling it out, Andy, and I was like, oh. And he had me. And ain't nobody more pushier than damn and annoying than car people.
Oh, sure.
Dude.
But they have to be.
They have to be.
Yeah, like,
and everything.
The job.
And I was just like, he said, so should we draw the paperwork? I was like, give me a second, man. Give me a second.
They love when they get to ask that question.
And so I called Donna.
Should we draw up the paperwork?
I called Donna. I was like, I don't think I want it, babe. She said, where'd you go? I said, I just saw this dude in Suburban. She's like, well, you said you were going to be a truck guy.
I thought you were a truck guy now.
A truck guy, man.
If you had become a truck guy,
yes.
How do you think you'd be different now? Because you've been a Suburban guy for a long time.
This is my fourth one.
And you continue to be a Suburban guy.
My fourth one.
What if Truck Randy came in today?
Dude,
would we have led with something different?
Probably. 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 It would have been something different than
We've been talking about Tate Ratledge.
That I changed or something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. It's one of the things where, like, you just know what you know.
Yeah.
And like what you like.
And Suburbans are really nice.
They are. But
it's probably a newer one, I think.
I wanted a pickup truck.
Well, but you didn't, apparently.
Yeah, man. I might just get me a pickup truck. Like an old one that, you know, old stick shift.
That's what I want.
No, but not like you. You want the Bronco.
Well, I do, but that's different. I want like an old, like, late 70s, early 80s.
No, I wasn't that old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, give me some 90s.
I'm talking old.
Yeah, give me a 90s truck or something.
Okay, those are good,
something
too.
Like that. Yeah, I just want to pick. I
just
know.
For what?
I don't know, man. They don't need nothing. I don't need, you know, I don't need nothing.
Because it's not like, because I want it for weekend, like work. Like for working in the yard and doing stuff like that. Let me go pick up a bunch of mulch. Put it in the back of the truck. Bring it to the house.
I do that stuff too, kinda.
Well, then you need one.
You know what I need? I need a truck because I got to get some new posts for the fence.
There, you need 4x4s.
Yeah, 4x4s for the fence.
You don't want to put
that
in the Suburban.
In a Suburban.
Nah, scratch
so
it up.
I got to do all that. So yeah, you should see me, dog. I got my new tool belt, too.
You do?
Yes, I got me a tool belt, Buck. Yes, I got me a tool belt this weekend, dog. Because I'm telling you, I got to do the new boards on the fence. The damn dog.
Yeah.
He opened that fence this morning. Mm. He hit the latch or something.
Yeah, he's huge.
Because Donna calls and she's like, Nico's out. Well, how the hell did Nico get out? I just saw him.
Yeah.
He opened the fence. Nico opened the damn fence. By himself.
Yeah, so you got to get a new lock for that. You do need a truck.
Yeah. You want to see me in my tool belt? I'll send a picture.
Please do.
Yeah.
I think send it to everyone. Put it on Twitter.
Yeah, I put it on Twitter. Me and my tool belt.
Send it to everybody.
Yeah.
Randy the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, dog. I got me a new tool belt, man. Got me a new tool belt. Got my hammer. I got my little measure tape with me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got a leveler.
Great.
Yeah, dog.
Leveler?
Whatever.
Same thing.
I'm about to tear something up.
Oh, man. Randy in a tool belt. Phenomenal.
You don't believe?
I believe you, and I'm supportive.
And I got to hang it. Like it's
of course.
The hammer's supposed to hang low, right?
Yeah, the hammer hangs down.
Yeah,
that's great. You got the little loop for it.
Yeah, dog.
The other side of the pouch. Put some nails in it or something like that.
Okay, I know what to put in there.
Whatever.
Okay.
Screws. Peanuts, I don't know. Snack for later.
I got to be a tool belt.
My dad's going to be so proud.
Easy.
My dad's going to be so proud. Nobody loves a tool belt like my dad.
Yeah, Mr. Parker, one, Dad.
He's got multiple.
I got one, man.
All right, so the Hawks take on the Grizzlies tonight. They're going to need their tool belts because the Grizzlies are really, really good.
Is Ja playing? Because he was out last game.
Probably.
Yeah, he was out last game.
Probably resting up for this one.
He was out last game.
The Grizzlies have fallen all the way down to fourth in the Western Conference right now, but it's a race for second.
Because the damn Lakers are number two.
Well, the Thunder are just so far ahead of everybody else. They're 10.5 games ahead of everybody else. Yeah, the Lakers have been playing good. They're winners of 8 out of their last 10. The intrigue is building. The Nuggets are playing okay. They're 7 out of their last 10. They lost to the Celtics yesterday. That was a pretty good game. The Celtics lost to the Cavs.
22. Up 22.
Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell went stupid.
It's really hard to beat the Celtics. That's how you do it.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell goes absolutely insane. Yes. He scores 41 points in that game.
Yes.
And they got help. I think DeAndre Hunter had 30 yesterday.
Yeah, DeAndre played well.
Not in that game, but yesterday.
Because they had to come back against Portland. Portland had them down by 18 to my Cleveland, and then they obviously had to come back from there. But, I mean, the East is it's like – it's like when Boston gets bored, stuff like that happened. But then last night, I mean, yesterday they played the Nuggets. Hey, hang on against the Nuggets.
They did, yeah. The Nuggets got it together in the second half of that game. But, man, it's crazy. And Boston's dealing with injuries right now. Porzingis is sick.
Yes.
Drew Holiday's out with, what did I see that it was? Mallet finger? What the hell is that? I don't know. Did he hit himself in the hand with a mallet?
That's what it sounds like.
He got a tool belt also?
An
accident got crazy over the weekend? I read the injury report yesterday. I was like, Drew Holiday, right hand mallet finger. That sounds terrible. And then Porzingis is out with a non-COVID illness, but they'll be
mallet,
back.
Okay, mallet finger injury. It's a little like something in your pointer finger.
Okay.
It's usually when you have a ruptured tendon in one of your fingers.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
I bet that hurts like hell.
And they've been dealing with injuries with him all year, trying to be careful with him to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, when the Celtics need a play down late, it's always that damn guy that we wanted here all those years ago from San Antonio.
Oh, Derek White.
Yeah, Derek White. It's always Derek White. That guy's so good. Al Horford was balling yesterday, dusting off the time machine, just being, like, so solid.
shoot the ball out.
Yeah, he's good, man. Yeah, he's still good. He's still good. Getting buckets.
The West is so interesting now because the Lakers are playing well.
Yeah.
And their strategy, I like it because of today's game. Now, they got to come play Boston this weekend, so Boston might shoot their ass up out of that. Mm-hmm. But they're like, all right, shoot it. JJ's like, all right, shoot threes. We're not going to get beat up inside. We're going to let you shoot threes. We're going to try to get out to contest it. But at the same time, that's where we're going to go off. But I was like, okay. Because they beat the Clippers, and I didn't know – Kawhi Leonard played 38 minutes. I saw this morning.
Yeah.
Most he's played in, like,
2 years.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
And that's why, again, I know they almost got him. When Kawhi plays, and this is a big if because he doesn't always, when he plays, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, because Harden obviously has taken to the role that he plays there now differently than in the past. Kawhi just doesn't, he's never healthy like that.
Yeah.
I like their depth. I don't know. I'm stupid for the Clippers.
You still are.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not stupid.
I like them.
You're bullish.
I think they're good.
You're bullish.
I think the Clippers are good. I think the Clippers can scare somebody in the playoffs.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think they're there's no way they can stay healthy enough to get to the Western Conference Finals. But they can win a first-round series. Yeah.
You take them over?
I don't know. They could beat the Grizzlies in a series.
Like, why does everybody keep saying that?
Because I don't believe in the Grizzlies.
Okay, when everybody says that, Buck, on the West, I mean, they could beat, like, say, the Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies, yeah, because I don't think they could beat the Nuggets or the Thunder.
Yeah.
Maybe the Lakers. I don't know. Probably not.
They could beat the Grizzlies.
They could beat the Grizzlies. Or the Rockets. They could beat those two teams, probably, in a series. All right. We'll get to an AMA to wrap things up next. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open. Load them up. We'll answer your questions after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Any question, any topic, phone lines are open at 404-726-0929 and available. As long as they're working.
Are they working?
I don't know.
Are they working this time?
There's an argument to be made for no.
Why?
Because there's no one on hold.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. As of right now.
I will.
I got food poisoning on Saturday night.
How the hell did you get food poisoning?
Well, I ate some old tortellinis. They were expired.
Where'd you eat them at?
Home.
They were in the freezer?
Fridge.
And you brought them out?
Yeah. She's like, those are expired. I was like, old food. It's fine. They've been in the fridge. She was right.
Damn,
it was pretty bad. Yeah.
And you wanted them things that bad?
I was just making dinner. And then I guess she was like skeptical, so she didn't really eat any.
I wouldn't eat that.
And then Lily and Jack don't really eat, I don't know. I put it on a plate for them, and then they were like, nah, move it around.
Uh-huh.
Let's have some chicken nuggets or something.
Hell yeah.
It's like, all right, wow. I guess. Yeah, so I think I'm the only one that ate it. because I got pretty sick.
That's bad, dude. There's nothing worse than having food poisoning.
It is just it is the worst.
It is nothing bad. Nothing worse than
it's
that.
It's so gross. And yeah, so anyway, everybody knows what happens when you have food poisoning. And then I just had like all day yesterday. I was just so tired. It was crazy. Like it was a beautiful day. We were trying to do stuff, whatever. I was like, every time I would try to get up and help do anything,
it would hurt.
It was like, well, I'm just going to lay here. I'm just going to watch. You guys want to watch a movie or something?
Right.
Let's watch another one. All right, you guys go do something. I'm going to stay right here.
Dude.
It was not great.
I'm you know me, dude. Because whenever I go out with it, because yesterday we had went out and everything, and it's like when it's always funny because Samson tells the story, like when his mama's out with him and then when I'm out with everybody. Because it's like when mommy's frugal when it's her.
Ah.
When dad, boy, that damn cart was filled to the brim yesterday. Like it was filled to the brim yesterday. So hold on. Hold on. Usually when I give you money to go shopping, it ain't don't look like this. They're like, well, Dad, you here this time. And I'm talking about Buck. It was stuff like out the damn cart damn near. Just down the aisle, throwing stuff in.
It was like supermarket sweeps.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. I was like, when did y'all eat this? When you were here? I don't eat all the stuff like this.
All right, the phones are working, turns out, which is good. You still a couple phone lines if you want to get on to 404-726-0929. Fred's in Buford. Hey, Fred.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I have a question given the unfortunate passing of Gene Hackman. Mm-hmm. What do you think, in your opinion, each of you, what do you think is the best sports movie that was ever made? And what is your favorite sports movie ever made?
Oh, good question, Fred. Mine's the same. Major League.
You love Major League.
I think it's the best movie. Best cinematic production that's ever been put together.
Yeah, I ain't gonna give you that. my favorite sports movie is The Program.
Okay.
I love The Program. And we left out something, too, because Omar Epps, remember, he was a
in
track.
There too.
Yeah. He's a track. Yep. He's a track for higher learning.
Yeah, oh, right.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that.
He had all the scholarships.
Yeah, all of them.
I don't know how Abe's topic went as far as who had the best sports resume, but yeah, Omar Epps got to be on there.
Yeah, and best sports movie ever made, I would say it's probably my favorite movie, but I like Bagger Vance.
Really?
I'm a big Bagger Vance guy.
They're the best ever made. I've never seen it.
It's really good.
Okay.
It's really, really good. It's really, really good.
Especially being a golfer.
I know.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, yeah, you should watch it. Okay. I loved it. I thought it was a great
movie. Yeah, it's a great movie.
Okay.
It's a great movie.
I think my wife has it on DVD.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
My wife has every sports movie on DVD. It's one of the first and many signs early in the relationship. I was like, oh, this person has Bull Durham, Tin Cup, Major League, all these movies on DVD. And this is, you know, this is like end of the DVD era, so she wasn't like totally crazy for having DVDs. She is now for having DVDs. Like, she still has them in a book at our house.
So wow.
That's fine. You bought them. You know what I mean? Yeah. What's the big deal? Keep them.
Yes.
But I was like, wow, all right.
Yes.
Look at you over there with all those sports
don't
DVDs.
Don't be hating. Oh yeah, thank that.
Let's get married, maybe.
Let's get married. Let's go. they call it the key to your heart.
We were hanging out one of the first couple times, and we're like, oh, let's watch a movie. I was like, what movies do you want? And I don't know. We could watch, I don't know, Bull Durham or something. She's like, oh, I have that on DVD. I was like, great. Pop it in.
I love it.
Do you have a DVD player, too? Wow. All right. Let's do it.
Like, it makes no sense, because I'm like your wife. I got boxes of DVDs. Matter of fact, saw them yesterday, and they got all the seasons of every show I ever watched.
Yeah.
And I don't know where the DVD player is.
That's the hard part.
That's the hard part. These I can't days. Find. I know I have one.
Yeah.
I know we have one. I just can't remember where it is.
Got it somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Kenny's in Kennesaw.
It's somewhere.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello, Kenny.
Hey, so last spring I was door dashing and here in Kennesaw, and I was dropping off some pizzas at the KSU campus. And then when I rolled up to the dorm rooms, they were all listening to 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery, if y'all remember him.
Sure.
And
sure do.
I noticed they're all drinking their beers at the same time. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? They're like, well, we're playing a drinking game to John Chuckery. Like every time he says, well, then again, we got to take a drink. If he says, hasta lasagna, you know, something like that, then you got to take a shot of whiskey.
That's great.
And then
that's
if awesome. He sings a song that says F the Mets or something, then you're supposed to take a bong hit.
Oh, okay.
And so my question for you all is, did you all play any drinking games when you were in college? And what happened to John Chuckery?
No, I did not. Play. I did beer pong maybe once or twice, but I don't like drinking games.
We would do a lot of beer pong at the house I lived in. And then when I got to grad school, the people I hung out with played a thing called Kings,
yeah.
Which is like, I don't even remember all the rules. Like every card had a rule, but then you had to slide it underneath the little tab on the beer. And then once enough cards got under the tab, the one of them would be enough to pop the beer.
Okay.
And if you were the card that popped the beer, you had to chug the beer.
Why didn't I just chug the beer?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It was kind of fun, communal.
Yeah, I've always been like that.
Everybody was doing it.
And Chuck Reed, he lives in Florida now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Scott's in Kennesaw. Hey, Scott.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing today?
Good.
Good. Hey, I got two things for you. One for Randy. Randy, I know you were talking about this a couple months ago. Actually, no, it was a few weeks ago about the whole prom thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got a senior, too. Mm-hmm. I got a senior girl.
Okay.
Be careful, man, because it ain't just the cost of the stuff.
Right.
It's the alterations.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that, brother. Believe
after
me.
Aftermarket
and Bunk.
Yes.
Get ready, man, because that is a whole different piece of the world.
I can only imagine.
We just got that done today,
yeah,
so
man.
That's how I know.
I know, bro. And hey, believe so me, I already got hit up for it.
Believe me. But they're our babies, man.
Yes.
That's what we do.
No doubt.
So the second thing in the question is, and this is kind of an odd thing maybe, both of you. What is the number one sports thing, whether it's a catching a pass, making a shot on goal, that is you remember as the number one sports moment? I was fortunate enough, and this tells you how old I am, I caught a pass from Dan Marino, and I caught that damn thing, too.
Like in life,
what's yours in our
professional or whatever, not professional, some of us professional, in our personal sports history.
Yes, your personal.
Okay.
In your life?
Okay.
Is the one thing you remember?
Okay, great.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Oh man. Oh man, I think my because I don't get like awestruck a lot, starstruck, but I think the first time I ever met Michael Jordan, it blew my mind.
That's a good one.
It blew my freaking mind, dude.
I always need to go first on these.
Yeah. Oh.
I was going to talk about a goal I scored sophomore year of high school.
So, talking about the corner kick? The corner kick?
Nah,
that was the quarter kick goal?
That was senior year.
Okay.
I scored a goal in overtime sophomore year. It was like the first game I ever started on varsity. And my teammates were so excited.
Right.
That was the coolest thing. Like, I scored. We won the game. I think it was sudden death. Maybe it wasn't. But it was like everybody mobbed me. It was all the upperclassmen and stuff. I felt like I was very accepted by the team at that point. Michael Jordan was not there.
I'm
going first on those from now on.
All right, okay.
Favorite personal sports memory. Like, now I got to follow that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But it was
the first time he met MJ, too.
I know, it's not even the –
meaning there were several other times.
Multiple times. It's like, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool, though.
I bet it was. Yeah, where was it again?
At the Bahamas.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Scored a goal in high school. AD is in Decatur. Hey, AD.
And Randy, what happened?
Hello, AD.
Hey, man. I know y'all good at cooking, man. Where can I get a whole gator from?
Well, I think you got to ask Bo on that one.
Bo on that.
Bo's the exotic animal expert around here.
I need a whole gator I can just throw on the grill.
Are you serious or are you joking?
I'm doggone serious.
Are you
for
like,
what?
For
just
what? Just
for
to cook
what
one?
Occasion?
I just want to put it on. I just want a whole gator. I want the head.
Okay.
All right.
He just wants one.
He wants a gator.
No, you know what? You don't need an occasion.
You know
for
what,
that.
Dog? I got you. I don't know. I actually promise you, I don't know where I can go buy some gator at.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah.
Google, I guess, but Beaumont.
Yeah. So. If you want a whole gator, you're probably going to have to go out and get you a John boat and go kill it yourself. If you Google exotic foods, you can probably find gator tail, which is really the only eatable part of the alligator. Like, you're not going to eat anything else.
Oh, really?
Unless you just want to show off in front of your friends at, like, the next Florida game and have a gator on
really?
The grill. Most of those gators get cooked.
You can't eat none of that?
You can't have,
no,
like,
mostly tail is the only thing.
They don't
you
have,
really
like,
eat,
it's
no.
like gator shoulder?
They're not super muscly, which is where meat comes from. So unless you want to eat gator guts,
which I do,
gator
which
tail
I do
is
not.
Delicious. You can probably find tail anywhere, but just a whole
how
gator.
You cook it?
Yeah, what's that?
How you cook it? Gator tail.
Oh, I fry it. I use catfish breader, a little buttermilk, let it sit overnight.
Look how
drop in the fryer.
He's got.
Yeah. So you came to the right place.
Look how excited he got in.
There's got to be a Johnson somewhere in the Rolodex that can get you a Gator. Like, you know a guy who knows a guy.
But shipping it from Louisiana, it'll be in Louisiana, though. I can definitely get a Gator. But shipping it here?
Yes. That's what I need.
That's what he means. Like, you know,
like,
somebody.
I get you a Gator.
You know, like, wait, you say, I get you a Gator.
It's not going to be a Johnson. It'll be a Roger, which is my mom's maiden name. That's from my southern Louisiana family. They're all Rogers.
Yeah. That Cajun Bayou name right there.
Yeah.
I
like it so much. Look, this is funny. I gave both of my daughters, my blood daughters, the same middle name, and it's Roger, because that was my mom's maiden name.
Yeah,
it's also my sister's middle name, so we're just going to carry that middle name legacy on.
There you go. But Bo can get you a Gator.
Okay, I get you a Gator.
That's exactly what we needed. Rich is in Alpharetta.
I get you a Gator.
Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? Nice to hear you. So one's a question, the other is like, whatever. How do you guys judge the movies you guys like to watch? Like me, I'm an action thriller type of mystery, slow burn. Anything with Denzel, Liam Neeson from Taken, or Jason Statham, automatically watching.
Right.
If the movie's under 2 hours, I'm not even paying a note of attention. I don't do dramas. That's one. Number two, I need to find a good pho or a noodle spot and some Korean barbecue if y'all can help me with that.
All right. I think it's pho.
What is that?
P-H-O.
What's that?
Vietnamese noodles.
Oh, okay. Pho.
Pho.
Pho. I don't know, because I don't know where you live at.
Buford Highway is always a good place to start.
It's calling from Alpharetta, so I guess that area.
Oh, okay.
But there's I don't know the names of them. There's one called Pho 23 over by us on Atlanta Road that's good.
Is it Pho 24?
Is it Pho 24?
I always called it Pho 24 because I thought that's what you were supposed to do.
Is that the one that's right by Creetwood Tavern?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Pho 24 then, my bad.
There's
okay.
one of those in Peachtree Corners, too, and I stand behind it. I
think
good. They're great.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
All right. Definitely. I have no clue.
And then, I don't know about up near him, but, and then how do you judge the movies that you like?
Whatever.
That's a tough question.
You know what I'm always, and it always happens on the weekends, especially during non-football, is I'll sit there and watch stuff. Like, I watched Full Swing. I started Saturday morning, finished yesterday because we had stuff to do. But there was a, I just forgot the name of the movie already. It was basically an action movie. It's a Mexican movie, but like it's in English. So they're speaking Mexican, but the English is coming out. So I'll sit there and watch it.
So it's like dubbed over?
Yeah, it's dubbed over. It's pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's like an hour, 20 minutes. It was a whole bunch of.
That's a big part of it for me.
Yeah.
Hour 30 is perfect.
Yeah.
2 hours plus, no thanks.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it.
I really have got to want to see a movie to watch 2 hours.
Me too.
I got to watch.
But then it's probably going to be two parts.
But the thing about it, I'll sit there and watch a five-part series in one day. Mm. But to sit there and watch a movie, I got to like it.
I like comedies. I need a little comedy. I need action's always good.
When was the last time you watched a movie that had you chuckling?
I don't know.
Like a new movie that has you just
When's the last
chuckling?
Time I watched a movie? I don't know. I watched the movie Brave yesterday. It was a Disney movie about a Scottish princess. I watched that one.
Angels in the Outfield.
Dad's kind of funny in it.
Last night.
Really?
Yeah. Then we watched Sandlot, too, because I told Tara it's a better kids baseball movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily a kids baseball movie is Sandlot. You couldn't even make Sandlot today.
Oh, yeah. There's some stuff in there that gets you in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Squints is all his trick on the Wendy Peppercorn.
This is the greatest thing ever, man.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing
they
ever.
They frown on those these days.
I don't
days.
Care what you say.
Squints got me too'd.
Squints got.
You can't do that anymore. All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch,
that's pretty good.
Takeaways of the day.
Squint got me too. It's great. And Bo and Tara are smugglers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
But they didn't get in trouble for
they
it.
They didn't get in trouble for it.
Randy was almost a truck guy.
Yeah, dog.
Almost.
Oh, I mean, almost.
Almost
dude.
A truck
almost.
Guy.
Almost.
Oh, yeah. Kobe Bryant stalked Andy. And Carlos Boozer ruined Beijing.
Don't say that. He said it all wrong, too.
All right.
He did it all wrong. He was what? Beijing?
Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11. Have a great rest of your Monday.